Had you asked me as a keen young history student back in the 1960s if our constitution was vulnerable, I would have said no. There were just too many checks and balances. A two-party system, constitutional monarchy, and a coronation oath. A second chamber, the Bill of Rights. I could go on. In fact, I will. A free press, public service broadcasting with a remit to inform. Yes, too many checks and balances. My boss, Nigel Farage, always tells me to avoid conspiracy theories. They make you look like a loony. Yet it's very difficult to avoid such a conclusion. The new constitutional treaty of Lisbon is almost exactly the same as the one rejected by the French and the Dutch. The only politicians in Europe who deny this are the English Labour and Liberal Democrat parties. We were promised a referendum by all parties in their manifestos, yet they have all reneged. Yes, all. The Tory hand-wringing doesn't fool me. They will never revisit the Treaty of Lisbon, any more than the Hunting with Dogs Bill. It's just a scam to fool the empty-headed and gullible who would vote Tory if you stuck a blue rosette in a dog turd. We at UKIP are supposed to be a single-issue party. This is handy for British journalists and broadcasters, dare I say the most intellectually dishonest and lazy in the world, but even if it were true, isn't who governs us and how the only serious political question of the day? I mean, on anything else, what's the diff? A bottle of giggle juice for anybody who can tell me the difference in policies between Nick Cameron or Dave Clegg. And indeed, has our Gordon got any policies at all? Have you ever heard so much crap talk when it comes to matters environmental? Environmentally retarded might be a better description. We need to build over 35,000 wind turbines to meet our EU renewable energy targets. The fact that they don't work, are grotesquely expensive, is obvious to all. Yet we still persist. The globe is colder today than it was in 1998, but let's leave that elephant in the parlour for the time being. We're now burning corn for fuel, yet are dumbfounded when food prices double. Of course, the Liberal Democrat middle classes in England, most of whom are on public pay, care little for starving people in the third world, as long as they can flaunt their green credentials at their brown rice and pasta dinner parties. Oh, try this interesting little Cote du Rhone, an aggressive little wine, just a hint of raspberry. An organic little vineyard we get it from in Vaudeur, not far from Châteauneuf. We have a cottage there. Caster's French has come on enormously. Of course we've had to send her to Queen Margaret's. We're against private education, but she's gifted musically. Oh, don't they make you want to vomit? I suppose we get the politicians we deserve. I can only assume the British people at some time shot an albatross. A final word on eco-towns, one of the great new confidence tricks of the future propagated by the hideously greasy-skinned Caroline Flint. Come to Hull or Grimsby, Pontefract or Goole, in my constituency, and I will show you boarded-up, semi-detached houses as far as the eye can see. A national disgrace and a consequence of Labour abandoning their working-class roots. They fully deserve to be punished at the next election, but will Dave and his cronies be any better? I doubt it.